کبوترم هوایی شدم، ببین عجب گدایی شدم.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hauza Life, the show where we discuss what Hauza Life is really like for Hauza students living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
Now, there are a lot of questions out there that viewers such as yourselves have about the Hauza life in Qom. And that is why we are here to give you some insight into our lives in Qom.
It's been really cold.
Very, very cold. We've been like...
so cold we have been shivering in the house. I mean, you think of Iran as being a really hot country in a desert region, but my goodness, is it cold. Somebody made a little snowman.
It was snowing. Okay, can you believe that? In Qom, it snowed so much.
It's snowing. I'm talking to my mom as always.
Then you can see everything that's going on. And over here, it's all the same. It's all the...
Yeah, when it started to snow, it was so beautiful. We just stepped outside, we were like, wow. It's actually snowing.
So basically, yeah, we have a story to tell you guys. So what happened is, one night, me and Muzaffar were discussing, and we both were like saying, oh my god, it's so cold, we need to get some blankets. And then I was telling Muzaffar, it's kind of getting hard to cook on a tiny stove because we have to rush here and there.
Yeah,
so
we've been cooking on a tiny stove.
You guys have seen the stove, remember?
Blankets are quite expensive here. And then we were like worrying about, not worrying, but alhamdulillah, everything's provided for us. But like,
we were just like,
we wanted little things. Like we needed a mirror. We needed a mirror to look at, you know, check ourselves out in the morning before we leave for madrasa.
And because it's getting really cold, we have a marble floor. We needed some carpets.
And we needed some blankets as well.
But what happened is, that same day, a lady called us and she said, I'm going to come to your house to visit you. And we were like, okay, why is she coming? You know, because we weren't sure what's happening.
And but we didn't know who this lady was.
So what happened is the next day, a lady with her husband's a sheikh.
Yes.
He came to our house and then he said...
Really well-managed.
Very nice.
Such a nice person. Like the way he was talking, it made you feel special about yourself.
And then we noticed actually that he was looking at our house and he was like he was saying, doesn't it get too cold in the night and stuff? So he and his wife said, you both can come to there's a place where you can take whatever you want.
So he took us to a house and we're looking around and we're like, okay, that's cool. What's this? Anyway, he said, okay, you see this cooker? Do you want it? It's yours. Do you want it? He showed us a whole pile of blankets. He showed us a big wardrobe and a huge mirror. And he was like, this is all yours now. I was like, what do you mean it's mine? I can't take this. It doesn't belong to me. He was like, it does now. It's yours. And he pretty much forced us to take it.
I'm so confused. Why are we getting all this?
So, alhamdulillah, if you remember back to our last episode, we were explaining how Allah provides for you from ways that you can never imagine. We read that beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. And... this is exactly what happens. I mean, we needed everything that we needed. Somehow, just by some weird fluke, it just came into our possession. So when it's as cold as it is, it's really difficult to drag yourself out of bed for class sometimes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of class, we have a question from one of our viewers. Here they are.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sayyida Rahim and I'm from Tanzania. And my question for you guys is, what are Hauza studies like? What subjects do you guys take and what language do they teach in Hauza?
Right, so you want to know about the subjects that we'll be studying here, the curriculum.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are a number of subjects. People assume that when you come to Hauza, you know, they have a vague understanding of what you're going to be studying. You're going to be studying Islam. But what is Islam? You see, at the time of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, his student Jabir ibn Hayyan is said to be the father of modern chemistry. You know, why? Because he studied science, the science of chemistry, under Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq. And it was Jabir ibn Hayyan who spread that knowledge throughout the land. What is necessary for us to be studying today? At that time, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, when he established the Hauza, they were studying sciences. Today, you can study that anywhere. What does the world need? It needs a certain direction. Right now we have the fuel, we have the energy, we have the ability to explore beyond the stars, you know, we have so much ability and technological advancements, but we don't have direction. So what we're studying right now is, inshallah, something that will give the human race some direction. So the Holy Prophet said, I have come to perfect akhlaq. So akhlaq is one of the core subjects that you study when you come here.
So what is akhlaq?
Akhlaq is, people translate it as manners, but it's actually a lot deeper than that. It's about identifying spiritual diseases and how to cure those diseases. As well as that, you'll be studying sarf and nahw. Is arguably among the more difficult subjects. A lot of people find that very challenging.
I've seen him struggling too. He was like about to cry. He was like, he had an exam. He said, I can't do it because it's so hard.
You do. You end up pulling your hair out. It is really frustrating. You see, in the Holy Quran, it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَأْقِلُونَ.
Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you might understand.
Nahu is a science of Arabic grammar which was founded by Imam Ali himself. So people ask the question, if you're going to study Arabic, why are you going to Iran when their native language is Farsi? Well, I remember the teacher was actually saying this in class. He was teaching us Qur'an and he actually said, at the time of the Holy Prophet, one of the companions, a Farsi-speaking companion, whose mother tongue was Farsi.
Salman Farsi.
People were mocking him for his accent. Rasulullah turned to the people and he said, don't make fun out of him, because one day his people will teach your people how to recite the Qur'an. Whoa. Yeah. And the funny thing is, that was a teacher telling us that, sitting in a classroom in Iran. So you'll be studying akhlaq, you'll be studying sarf and nahw, you'll be studying history, which they call tariq. You'll be studying adabiyat farsi, which is Farsi grammar. Also be studying fiqh and usul is also one of the core subjects that you'll be studying later on. In the initial years, you won't be diving in so deeply, but you will be studying ahkam, which is basically the rulings derived by the marjas. And you will also be studying aqaid. Aqaid is one of the favorite subjects. It basically goes over the core beliefs of the Shia school of thought. Starting off with tawheed, then going to nabuwat, then imamat, all the way down to the 12th imam.
But before you start studying these subjects, you need to be able to know Farsi, because everything in Qom is taught in Farsi, all the subjects.
Alif, B, P.
So the first year when you come, for 6-7 months, I think, you learn Farsi, and then after that, you start these courses.
And it's very, very humbling. Don't expect it to be easy.
So basically, a lot of people, when you come to Qom, they think that because this person is not able to achieve their secular education, or they're not sharp enough, that's why they're coming to Qom. And people think it's really, really easy, the Qom study.
Not easy. Don't expect it to be easy. Please, please, my dear brothers and sisters, respected elders, it is not easy. Okay, some of the subjects are easy.
But like courses like Sarf and Nahw, they're, as Muzaffar always says, it's really, really hard.
And then when it comes to Aqaid, there's a certain type of philosophy in there as well. So you're really going to have to use that brain of yours. There's a lot of memorization when it comes to history as well. But then, look, the thing is, exactly as you just said, people undermine it. They think, oh, it's not that hard, and you know, you just go there and you sit under a leaf, you just sit underneath a tree and contemplate, and suddenly you get enlightenment.
And for a lot of people, the education of Qom is not valuable.
Okay, look, my best friend here, studying here with me, in the same class as me, is an engineer. And then I have a friend who is a doctor, two friends who are medical doctors.
I know people, like female, who are like dentists and stuff.
Right, alhamdulillah. One of them is working right here in the Islamic Pulse.
And she's left everything, like she could have dentists earn a lot. She left everything, why? Just to come to Qom and study, you know, people are doing that. Yeah. And I think it should be appreciated, I think it should be appreciated.
Yeah. There's university lecturers studying here. There's professors studying here.
People leave their jobs, they leave their money, everything, just to come come and study in Qom.
Right, and even they find the studies challenging at times.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that means that I'm not so thick for pulling out my hair over Sarf and Nahu.
Yeah.
When you first come to Qom, you'll be studying the basics, so you'll be studying Farsi, and then you'll move on to the basic foundation course. After that, it will depend on you as an individual. If you want to go and specialize in a certain subject, you'll be doing that further down the line. So some people want to specialize in fiqh, some people want to go down the philosophy route, some people want to study more in the historical aspect of things, and some people want to go down the line of kalam and aqaid.
What do you want to do? Like, what do you like?
Me? Oh, that to be continued. To be continued. That's all we have time for today. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions at all, do send them to us, email them to us.
And you can find us on social networking websites such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now we have Snapchat and Telegram.
And ShiaTV.net. Inshallah, from my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
We bid you
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wherever you are.